I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Now I'd like to tell you about a special performer, someone many people have called one of a kind. She is a native Washingtonian. She fuses pop, R&B, and hip-hop, and she does all that while accompanying herself on an instrument you don't see very often in contemporary music, her harp. That is Rashida Jolly, and that's her single, There's No One Else Like You. She captured the nation's attention after competing on the hit show America's Got Talent. That was in 2009. She earned standing ovations throughout the competition, then went on to collaborate with some top names in the music industry. She did a world tour with Lady Gaga, opened for John Legend, and performed at the Ludacris Foundation's tribute to Quincy Jones. Now Rashida Jolly is working on her solo career. Her debut album is called Tales of My Heart. Early in 2012, Rashida Jolly joined us for a special performance and conversation in our studios in Washington, D.C., and I began by asking how she got the bug for performing.
You know what? I can't take any credit for it. My father was a professional jazz guitarist, Howard University's first person to receive a degree in jazz studies, and he just reared all of his children in music. So I started at a very young age. I started singing in choir, and I started studying harp. And the harp came from my mother.
I was going to ask about why the harp?
Totally my mother's idea. She just said to me one day, you're going to play the harp. I had studied different instruments, violin, piano, flute. And one day she just said, harp is the one.
Were you so little that it didn't occur to you to object?
No, I did object at first. I'm like, oh, what? A harp? But, you know, I've learned I have to listen to my mother, you know, or major consequences. So,
well, why didn't
I'm
you
want to listen?
Because it wasn't cool. You thought nobody plays the
harp.
Well,
yeah, because it wasn't cool. It wasn't like piano or drums or guitar. It wasn't a cool instrument. But it was also my mother who came with the idea of me taking the harp and doing pop and R&B music with it. So my mom is full of good ideas. I tend to try to follow her.
Good idea.
Right?
She has a track record. I do want to just talk a little bit more about your dad before we talk about you and your career, because you've actually talked very movingly about the influence that he has had on your career. He's no longer with us, and I'm so sorry
for that.
Thank you. Could you just talk a little bit more about that, though?
Yeah. My father was my greatest inspiration, and my father was offered a record deal, the opportunity to go on a worldwide tour. But he turned it down because he didn't want to be away from his kids. There are seven of us all together. And so he sacrificed his career, and his dream was to go back into music after he raised all of his kids. Unfortunately, he passed away unexpectedly before we all became adults. So every day that I get up, I remember that. My goal is to leave this earth feeling as if I honored him.
And I appreciate that, but I was going to ask you, do you feel that's a little bit of a heavy burden to put on yourself?
You know what? I probably see it as the opposite of a burden. My father inspired me with his sacrifice, and he inspired me with what he taught me about music. And I was already doing music before my father passed away. So it was just like, to me, it's like breathing. It's a natural process of life. So it's not a burden as much as it is an inspiration.
Well, let's hear some music. I think you're going to play My Heart from your new CD.
Yes, it's on YouTube, the video is, and the song is on iTunes right now. It's called Play My Heart.
All right, well, let's hear it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Met you on the dance floor, feeling your vibe. Something about you caught my eye. So crazy, I got lost in a trance. From the moment that you reached for my hands, I had to face the truth. Wanna be close to you. You make me wanna move. So I'ma play my heart till we dance away. On the dance floor, on the dance floor.
I'ma play my heart. I'ma
Play My Heart, that is from Rashida Jolly's new CD, her debut album. It's called Tales of My Heart. She's here with us in our Washington, D.C. studio. And she's a singer, as of course you heard, and also a harpist. This thing is huge. You can't really do a lot of dancing around with that thing. So like, maybe you have a smaller one that you perform
with,
right, actually.
I have two. I have a small one that weighs 7 pounds. I can strap it on to be like a guitar.
Is that what you... We mentioned that you had been on tour with Lady Gaga. Did you use the little one or the big one?
For the slower songs I did on tour, I used the big harp. And for the up-tempo pop songs, we used the little one.
The little baby harp. Did they have names?
You know what? I call this Big Mama. I call the little harp Little Mama.
I could see that. And as we mentioned, you also opened for John Legend. What have those experiences been like?
Absolutely incredible. And what's amazing is really the opportunity to share the music that comes from my heart. And that's what the album is about, the tales of my heart. And in those opportunities, like opening up for John Legend and the event that I got to do with the tribute to Quincy Jones, being able to just do, you know, the music that comes from inside of me that was inspired by my father and everything that I went through, from the beautiful relationship I saw between my parents to even the lows of some of my personal experiences that I've had in love, just to be able to express that through my CD and to be able to perform it is wonderful.
Would you talk a little bit about the America's Got Talent experience, though? Because, you know, it seems as though we kind of have a love it or hate it relationship with these reality shows now. You know, on the one hand, people love these things. They're wildly popular. On the other hand, some people think that these shows are really, they just kind of give people license to be mean. So what's your experience with it?
Sure.
What was it like for you?
What was it like?
Mm-hmm.
They're the positives and the negatives, the pros and the cons of being on a TV talent show like that. But, you know, it was great because it's what you do with it. I think that's what counts. And not too long after I did America's Got Talent, I went on a worldwide tour with Lady Gaga. After going on a worldwide tour of Lady Gaga, I'm putting out my own project. So it's always what you turn it into. You know, there are challenges and everything, challenges in the industry.
But what's the biggest? Is it the time management piece? Is it trying to fit into a certain image of women performers? Or what's the hard part about it?
You know, one of the challenges is that when you're doing those shows, you don't really get the opportunity to be able to do your original music. That's really your sound and your style. But it gives you the opportunity to be able to get the exposure so that you can put out your music and you can put out your style and your sound. So I say that negative turned into a positive picture.
That makes sense to me. No, I understand. That makes sense to me. We won't talk about like the crazy makeup and all that. We'll just move right back. They didn't make you do a spray on tan, did they? I heard that there's a spray on tan involved with Dancing with the Stars. I've heard
really?
That from two people.
I didn't know about this.
That's
wow.
what I've heard it from two people. So it must be true. Two sources must
wow.
be true. So let's hear some more of your music. I understand that you want to play There's No One Else Like
yes,
You,
this,
I think you would.
Yes, that's right. It's a song that I wrote about my parents. They had a beautiful love story. And my father, who was also a songwriter, I feel that because I wrote this song after my father passed away, I feel that the words came from him. And I was a messenger to give that to my mother. And the name of the song is called There's No One Else Like You.
Like you, who cares for you. I am my all to you now. Ooh. I've been knowing you for a long time. You've been good to me. No, I can't lie. I never met no one touch my life like you done. Feels like it's just begun. To your arms I'll run. There's no one else like you that loves the way you do. I give my all to you and never let you down. There's no one else like you that cares for me like you. I give my heart to you now. Didn't know if we'd be more than friends. Said I'd wait and see, but no promising. You waited patiently, took time for me to see. You were the one for me. You're my everything. There's no one else like you that loves the way you do. I give my all to you and never let you down. There's no one else like you that cares for me like you. I give my heart to you now. There's no one else like you that loves the way you do. I give my all to you and never let you down. There's no one else like you that cares for me like you. I give my heart to you now. And there will never be a day when you'll ever hear me say that I want to walk away. Through the ups and through the downs, I promise I will be around. I found true love.
That's Rashida Jolly. She's singing There's No One Else Like You. It's from her debut album, Tales of My Heart. I'm holding my breath here. It's like I can't. Like oh, wow. Well, you've also, at a very early age, gotten involved in things like encouraging, you know, healthy living, healthy
yes.
lifestyles. You've been involved with the American Heart Association. So
yes.
kind of unusual for somebody your age to do. And
Thank
also... getting involved with military families. I understand that you wrote a song called So Far Away that's dedicated to the military families in this country. What gave you the idea?
You know what? For both things, I was inspired by my father. My father died unexpectedly from a heart defect. And it really inspired me to want to do something, not just through music, but also through giving back to be able to honor my father's legacy and to be able to prevent someone else from going through what I went through, a child losing a parent or a parent losing a child. And so when my father passed away from his heart defects, it inspired me to start changing my lifestyle and inspired my family. I said, you know what? I need to use my music as a vehicle to be able to inspire other people as well so that we can all extend our lives. And then this song came to me. It was the idea of my brother. And he said, let's write about a song about the families of those who are in the military, because it's hard on them when they have a relative go away, you know. And recently I got an email from my godbrother who is away now, and he has kids and he has a wife, and it's hard for him. It's hard for the family. So just as a dedication to them, to let them know you're not forgotten. And I'm just a big believer in love. The love that people have for this country to make that sacrifice is priceless.
Well, thank you so much for coming by.
And, thank you.
You know, I hope you'll keep us posted on all of your adventures. You know, hopefully
thank
you'll,
you.
You know, check in from time to time and wave at us. So, I understand that you're going to, did you feel like playing So Far Away for us?
Yeah,
before
sure. This is called So Far Away.
Okay. Well, Rashida Jolly is a harpist, singer, and songwriter. Her debut album is called Tales of My Heart, and she was kind enough to join us in our Washington, D.C. Performance Studio 4A to share some stories with us and some tales from her heart. And Rashida, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And before we let you go, she's going to sing So Far Away.
Your eyes speak to me. They say you will go, but you can't say.
And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Happy New Year, and let's talk more tomorrow.
This came.